In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, as we've noted, on Thursday, our nation will pause to observe our uniquely American national holiday of Thanksgiving. We will gather here at St. Bede's at 9:30 to celebrate Holy Communion and to give thanks to Almighty God for our manifold blessings. So I encourage you, if you're in town this Thursday, to make your first feast not at your dining room table, but at the Lord's table. In our epistle this morning, St. Paul says something about why we have reason to be thankful on Thursday and every day of the year. He says, "For our citizenship is in heaven." Right now, you and I are visiting and living in a foreign land. And the USA is a wonderful land to be visiting. But for you and for me and for all who believe, it is a foreign land. Because our true citizenship is not here. Our true native land, where each of us will one day reside for all eternity, is in heaven. Will Willimon wrote a book several years ago now called Resident Aliens. We are residents here, but we are aliens here, because our true home is not here. And so this Thursday is a good day for you and for me to put everything in perspective. Oh, don't get me wrong. I will love the turkey and the trimmings. I will do my duty and stuff myself with the potatoes, the cranberries, the pumpkin pie. I'll watch my beloved Lions probably lose. And I will give thanks that I have a permanent visa here in the United States of America. But mostly on Thursday, it will not be about the food or even the football. It will be about Him. It will be about a cross. My thanksgiving will be all about Jesus Christ, who died for me and rose to glorious, radiant light. What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to lay aside His crown for my soul? Those are the great words of the hymn from the Southern Harmony. People who really understand the significance of what God has done for them can always be recognized by others for two qualities in their life. First, they live joyously. You cannot receive the presence of Jesus Christ in your life and not be filled with joy. And no, that doesn't mean that we don't have to struggle with problems and issues that will drag us down from time to time. But even in the midst of our ongoing problems, when the King of Kings, who is the King of Glory, resides in your heart, joy will always be present. In a few more weeks, we'll sing it. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Joy is the mark of the Christian life. So if we think we've lost the joy of living, then we need to pray the words of that hymn. Joy to the world, the Lord is come, let me receive my King. And joy is what God desires for us all. I have come that you might have life, and you might have it abundantly. Abundant life. He's not talking about having a lot of money. That's not what abundant life is. Abundant life is knowing that you are loved, knowing that your future is secure, knowing that your life is commingled with the King of Kings' life. There's no other relationship that compares. And when we live intimately and closely with Him, by our side, then we will experience a deep joy. The second visible character trait of anyone who is, in St. Paul's famous words, in Christ, is this. They live with generosity towards others. And the reason is quite simple. If you have internalized the generosity of God towards you in dying for you and loving you, you will emulate it. And you will want to pay it forward, as they say. What is generosity? Well, generosity is seeing the good in others, not the bad. Seeing the good and being understanding and being empathetic to their situation in life. Generosity is smiling and saying good morning to the stranger on the street who you don't even know, but who may be facing a difficult life situation. Generosity is going into a public restroom and seeing the person there who is employed cleaning the bathroom, and going up to them and saying, thank you for what you do for me. Thank you for keeping this so clean. And yes, generosity is using your financial blessings to help others, whether it be your church or wherever you see human need and injustice. This morning, Nathan and Wendy shared about their dear friends, Bishop Jacob Worley and his family, who was elected bishop in Canada, but then was dismissed from that position summarily. And now they're basically without any employment. Well, hopefully some may want to help them. But generosity is much more than what we do with our money. It's a spirit. That's what generosity is. Looking at someone and not judging them. Looking at someone and showing them you care, even if nobody else maybe does. Generosity is overcoming the urge to put yourself first and to know that somehow in doing so, not only will someone else be blessed because you put them first, but in that great principle of God's ways, my ways are not your ways, says the Lord. The person who does the giving is more blessed even than the person who receives the blessing. So I know some of you will not be able to be here, and I would like to close by reading the gospel appointed for Thanksgiving Day, if I can first find it. Jesus says this about living generously. Be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by being anxious can add one cubit unto the measure of his life? And why are you anxious for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, be not anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be not therefore anxious for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. Joy and generosity. These are the gifts God will bless us with if we first let Him more fully into our hearts. And I can assure you of this. If you do not live with joy, and if you do not live generously, you will have missed out on the greatest blessing known to mankind. May you and I be wise enough to seek first the kingdom, so that all of the riches of God will be given to us. A blessed Thanksgiving Day if we don't see you, and may we be ever mindful of what we have to be most thankful for, and it's not the turkey, it's the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.